The stock market ended the week with all the major averages at record highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 96.35, up 105 points. The buying on Wall Street followed the government's release of figures showing a surge in job creation in the U.S. economy in December. According to the Labor Department, employers added 378,000 new jobs to their payrolls, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. The December numbers helped push the annual unemployment rate to the lowest level since 1969. NPR's John Itstein has more on the economy's surprisingly strong showing.
For months, analysts have been predicting a slowdown, but so far it hasn't arrived. In December, the economy created far more jobs than expected. Partly that's because warm December weather boosted employment in the construction industry by more than 100,000, says Nicholas Perna, chief economist at Fleet Financial Group.
But even if you took out 100,000, the rest of the report is still pretty much on the strong side, with one major exception: manufacturing. Manufacturing jobs declined yet again, and I don't know, for a while this is being called the Goldilocks economy. I think it's more like the donut economy. It's got a big hole in the middle, and that big hole in the middle is manufacturing.
The Asian economic crisis has dampened U.S. exports and forced U.S. manufacturers to compete with inexpensive Asian imports. The result has been a loss of more than 250,000 factory jobs since March. The question is whether U.S. economic growth can continue to be robust with that major sector in the doldrums. Perna thinks not. Eventually, he says, a squeeze on company profits from rising wage costs and the inability to raise prices will slow the U.S. economy.
Decline in profits has a couple of consequences to it. One of them is it leads to a cutback in business spending on plant equipment. The other is that it would probably lead to an increase in layoffs. And the third thing is that a decline in profits, I think, puts the stock market at some risk.
If the stock market fell sharply, it could make Americans feel less wealthy and cause them to curtail the consumption that has fueled the economy recently. So far, though, the stock market, consumers, and the American economy have proved resilient. And last month, the current expansion passed a milestone. It became the longest peacetime expansion in U.S. history. Today, during a speech before the Economic Club of Detroit, President Clinton touted its benefits.
We have seen, for example, the highest real wage growth in over two decades, growing at twice the rate of inflation, the lowest African American and Hispanic unemployment rate ever recorded since we began keeping such statistics in 1972. And average family income up after inflation by $3,500. This is a rising tide that is lifting all boats.
If the U.S. avoids a recession until early next year, the current expansion will become the longest period of steady growth, peacetime or not, ever recorded in the United States.
This is NPR's All Things Considered.